So we did start sense reporting. I circulated to the LSB and to the members of the finance committee. I was aware of copies of the more recent financials and also the national consolidated statements. A couple of significant things from that, those documents that I think are worthy of attention. One is that for last year, we showed a loss in overall operating for the station. I think people are under the impression that we're doing better than we are in that sense. I think that's significant.
What was the loss? How much?
$179,000
for the
previous fiscal year. I think I also circulated a calendar for the development of the next fiscal year budget, which that process will be underway fairly shortly. We're supposed to be meeting, I think, at the CFO with the treasurer, and that's not going to happen with the CFO. So a little behind on that. The other significant step was noticeable in the local financials, was also pointed out in the national consolidated report, is that we had completely out of whack development expenses that KPFK had close to $250,000 that we spent on premiums to raise the rest of the money. So we raised the same amount of money from the first, but it was extremely costly and far out of line with any of the other stations or even our own previous history. And I think that was mainly attributed by management to the water filters that were a premium in the prior fund drive, which were both extremely expensive and also costly to ship. And I think that that can be repeated, as a premium, certainly. And I think in general, we're still interested in the LSB. In the budget we approved a year ago, tried to reduce the amount of money being spent on premiums for development, and that obviously did not take place. The current fiscal year budget was actually approved by the National Finance Committee, but also has reductions. The GM reported, I think, the last meeting that the payroll aspect of our budget, which is the largest part of it, is going to be going up because of the settlement that was reached or the agreement that was reached between.
Privilege. Could you say that louder and slower?
Okay. At the last meeting here, the general manager stated in the finance committee meeting, there was a settlement reached or agreement reached between Pacifica and the union representing people.
After.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, there are several different after chapters. So the after chapter here, in any case, has increased expenses that were not originally budgeted for.
It's
an agreement, whatever you want to call it. That's the settlement in my language. Yes, it's a contractual agreement. That means you settle. You don't have to strike to settle. In any case, the contractual agreement that was reached exceeds the original planned expense of payroll because there are additional benefits that were not originally called for, health benefits were more expensive, etc., etc. There is no particular plan or claim about how to cover those expenses. I would say that the report stands at this point.
You better.
I pointed out to you that our previous CFO, Lauren Williams, had directed all of the business managers to submit their data to the national offices no later than the 5th of the month or on the first 14 day thereafter, and that meant that we could meet earlier in the month and stay more on top of it. And I think you said by email that he would support that if it's possible. I think what we need to do is to encourage the business manager to get the formulas, because the time that the process is, he turns the data up to the national office, and they run a spreadsheet when they get around to it, and then the numbers come back. If we just got those formulas, we can save the time. We take seconds rather than days and weeks, because things always slow down. The second point is that in your schedule for the development of the budget. There was a section in there for the collecting the priorities of the budget. We've used passive arguments persuasively for essentially values-based budgeting or priorities. And so will you comment on that and what you're going to do with that?
I'd like to reserve a substantial block of time on the April LSC meeting for exactly that discussion.
Well, can I answer Wenger?
There's a queue.
Well, I'm just trying to go on record here, particularly with the public, that the majority of the board asked that we pull the plug on the Nokia event. Had we done that, that would have been $80,000 we would still have at the stage.
Yeah, right.
We were told that we were small thinkers.
Right.
I just want you to know that this board, basically the majority of it, asked that that be pulled. Going forward, which I like to do, I am concerned with the waste that I see at the station on postcards and printing. For the card that we're doing now, we're going to get 3 bids. The card actually is going to be take care of the printing costs plus the on-air promos. We're not going to go in the hole with it. But at the same point, it's only good business that you keep the people who are maybe your primary printers on target, because you need to continually get bids. Now, this doesn't mean that you're going to change printers if you're happy with your printer. But we have to keep that constant vigilance. I need to ask members who are programmers and listeners and outreach people to consider having printed donated. I have offered to print up flyers before. I don't think we should be running the printers at the station like they were our own, you know, little art project. So I really would ask everybody to have some consideration for the finances. I'd rather keep more people employed than see all these postcards and papers and waste. I see a lot of waste there. And I think I'd rather have it go towards people and their families over this. I see bulks of stuff going in the trash bin, and it's got to stop. Okay?
Yeah, there's various areas where we could save money, but more importantly, it's to find areas where we could get greater revenue. I just wanted to make a point of information here. The union contract is negotiated between the union and officers from the national office.
Yeah.
So the only thing that's going to happen with the LSC is we may be informed about what the consequences are, but we don't have any input or oversight or approval or disapproval of whatever the contract is. And the contract only applies to non-managerial staff, which is like board ops, programmers, and other staff. It doesn't apply to anybody in a managerial level, general manager, program manager. I don't know if it applies to the union music director. But it doesn't apply to management,
right?
Okay.
Yeah. What is our present position financially right now? You know, like, are we on budget, under budget? How are we doing?
I think we're basically over budget on expenses.
Numbers? Can we get? I mean.
Circulated them. I don't have them here with me today, but we were behind going into the fundraising just ended. We were behind against what we were trying to raise. That was a fairly successful quote unquote fund drive, but it took longer than was budgeted, and so and I don't have figures actually. I mean, we got the daily reports, but it's not incorporated into the set of financials yet. Expenses are over budget. As I said, the biggest over budget item there was the development expenses from the previous fund drive.
Okay. Let me give the exact number. We are approximately $170,000 in a deficit position as of now. And the only reason these numbers are not exact is because there are a number of mistakes totaling. For my, you know, best guesstimate is about $45,000 increased expenses due to, you know, maybe Anthony's reporting and whatever. So we're $170,000 and about almost $400,000 under budget as of now in the first 6 months of the year, which is the 6 months that we're supposed to raise a surplus to take us into the second half of the month. These are important numbers. We're not doing well. I don't see how it's going to, like, we're going to have enough money to get us through the second half of the year. So this is very serious.
Yeah, so we raised at the finance committee the fact that the budget that was approved in the finance committee, the national finance committee budget, basically called for payroll reductions and separate and nothing, you know, that hasn't materialized. I think the other aspect that we're trying to work on is the question of additional fundraising off air, of which the LSB fundraiser is a piece of that. And I would encourage people who are concerned about the state of the finances to help make sure that successful event. There are minimal expenses for that event going in. Nobody is charging us for their participation on the panel or the performance. There is no charge for the place. I donated the flyers that we used to publicize it, so there's no cost for publicity. Apart from the staff time is going into it, but the staff time is budgeted in any event. So I would urge people to try to make this event a success, and also the Mother's Day card campaign, I think, has the potential to be remunerative for the station.
With all due respect, Michael,
we can't have a conversation.
So, have we had any more conversations about doing away with these special consultants, contractors, or whatever to do these events? This is fairly new. We used to do huge events, and it was in station, just by station staff and board members and whatever, and you didn't get into these exorbitant consultancies to organize an event. So anyway, I don't know if that has been considered, but if that can be raised on future dates.
Yeah, I would think that we shouldn't have to rely on consultants with all the creativity and the talent that we have, from our listeners to some of our board members here, you know, to start putting on fundraisers, especially with what happened with the Nokia event, that fiasco, you know. So I hope that that could be addressed in the finance committee as well, and if not, maybe in governance we could address this as well.
Point of information, I'm unaware of any consultants other than Bernard hiring somebody last year for the Hero Award. I'm unaware of any consultants. Please let me know what there are. I think we need to know.
Well, I meant the Hero Award for that.
That was a one-time event. That was a one-time thing, which we disapproved of. We did it on budget.
The year before we had to change.
No, there wasn't. Please let us know, because there's none now that I am aware of.
Not your meeting. That's not a point of it.
Yes, it is.
So just reiterate, the next scheduled meeting at this point is April 15th, but we're going to try to schedule a meeting prior to that. If you're interested, please stay at the end of the meeting, and you know, we'd be happy to have more people join. If you have a list of people who signed up that I didn't get, please let me have it.
The list. At the meeting.
Where?
There's also there's a list that was going around for people who wanted to sign up for these committees. We have that list again. The sign-ups need to happen by April for the committee, so that list is going to go around again. It has the Finance Committee, Personnel Committee, Governance Committee, and Outreach Committee. So please volunteer your support.
That's
for the public as well. Next, we'll have the Governance Committee report.
Okay. Well, we've got four motions here. A couple more. The first motion has to do with getting an election report. As we know, the election didn't turn out very well, and so the motion is that the KPFK LSB requests that the general manager, that the local election supervisor, and the national election supervisor, and the NEC, I don't know what the NEC is, provide written reports on the 2012 KPFK LSB election. Said reports will be forwarded to current LSB members and to the 2012 candidates. The report shall also be posted on the KPFK.org. Norea has made this motion as amended by Medina. Do you remember what the NEC stands for?
The National Elections Committee.
Now, okay, fine. I support all of that. So I think basically we want to know what's going on. And I think probably, I doubt there's anybody here opposes knowing what's going on. I believe that the local election supervisor doesn't get paid until they turn in the report. I don't think the national one should either. So I ask that you all pass this, and I guess I'll entertain questions and discussion.
Lauren, this motion is nobody's responsible. You're just asking for something. You're not demanding that somebody deliver it. If you say that the general manager shall deliver a report based on interviews and information, you got to put somebody on the dock. You got to say, you give me the report. You can't say, everybody can send in their reports, you'll get nothing. So if you, I just would make an amendment to the motion that the generation of this report shall be the responsibility of the general manager and be part of his evaluation. And the correctness of, something to that degree will be considered as part of his job description. You've got to make a person and a time. If you don't say a time, it could be like, 4 years from now. That's all. I'm just making a comment.
John. The point is that I think this came up previously, and Michael made the notation that we don't have the right to compel, but we have the right to request. And I would like to reflect that in the wording of this motion. Or urge rather than shall produce.
If I can make an amendment to the motion?
Yeah, okay. I'll make an amendment and then people can alter that. That the general manager be responsible for the production of these reports to be delivered by June 30th.
I would like to add that the log of the cart be included in that report, and that the names and addresses of staff be shown, and if their private addresses and names that are one of the three PMB directors, see to make sure that actually there was a complete staff list. I mean, we've heard he did. I've got, management claims they have a complete staff list. They should be able to produce it so somebody can view it. If it doesn't have to be distributed, one of our PMB directors can look and say, yes, they look complete. So I'd like those two things included in this report.
So my two separate amendments.
No, it's included. In the report, I'd like logs of when the cards were played.
Your additions, not changes.
And, staff.
Verification.
Yeah, verification, whatever. Those two things included in his report.
I heartily agree with this motion, and also, are we going to have public comment before it's,
too late.
I'd like to second the motion being made, although I don't
think
it has been seconded.
First of all, Bella, you're out of order. And my point was, are we going to have public comment? Because I know several people that ran for the board are here, and I'd like their input. They might have something intelligent to add to the motion.
Absolutely.
So I would like the public to comment on this motion. Thank you.
What's the public comment before the vote?
Thank you. and make possible amendments that we, the board might consider. If they could bring up any amendments to a board member right now, we could introduce them.
Was my comment taken as a
I think that the responsible entity here, as the original motion states, is that the KPSK KLSD is the one that's ultimately responsible to pursue all avenues. Some of these issues were board issues, including PMB motions, election, the National Election Committee motions that were or were not generated. So it's very broad. It's beyond the scope of just the general manager. We want to do the follow-up. And I would say that until we get resolution to this, that this remain as a priority item on our agenda. Having said that, I think that we need flushing out of this. I would like to see what I would have reworded Kim saying it to cumbersome, that there be a director's inspection of that role so it doesn't have to, you know, whatever, like all three directors can inspect or whatever, something like that. So either the motion needs to be referred back to governance after we hear all of the input from everyone here and brought back with more detail and more teeth, actually. This is still a little too general. We have just recently gotten a fuller, more complete report from the NES. That the election committee has not gone through yet. That'll raise more issues, and I would like this to be a really concrete thing. This is something that's been going on for years now with dysfunction. So my motion is to refer back to governance, but we need input from everyone. And many of Kim's recommendations were excellent. I would like to specifically incorporate that wording.
I support that. I support the general thrust of the motion. I want to reiterate, I thought I sent it, maybe didn't get received. I am on a working group of the National Elections, the PMB Elections Committee, which is looking into the whole thing. I did forward to the National Elections Committee the Kim's comments and any other comments that people have. I will be happy to forward to the committee. The working group identified a long list of problems. One of the solutions he proposes is management, that each station must post at the station a list of the staff for the staff to see and make sure it's accurate. So I don't know that if the directors can, not names, not addresses and personal contact information, but the staff list. If there's a list of paid staff, that list should be posted at the station so that everybody has a list of unpaid staff should be posted at the station. For example, there are many other things that need to be done. A really high priority is that because we're into the process already and we're already late, there needs to be a national election supervisor advertised for and selected for this upcoming. It's supposed to be done, according to the bylaw, in March. We have very little time left. There was supposed to be a follow-up meeting of that working group Thursday, I think, which was preempted by PMB meeting. So we're trying to reschedule that. I'm trying to see if we can get those working group meetings on the stream so people can listen on KPSDX to the working group as well as to the National Election Committee.
Kim and John,
I just want to ask Michael, did the other stations have the same difficulty in the elections as we did here?
No.
We were the only station that failed to meet quorum. There were many other difficulties at other stations, however. KTFT, there was tremendous problems with the airing of the cards, for example. The local election supervisor there came up with a schedule completely thrown out by the program director. A lot of other issues. WPSW made quorum this time for the first time in a couple of elections, so they elected, they did what we're going to have to do this coming year, elected 18 listener representatives and 6 staff representatives, and there were some questions about how those were divided up based on the NES decision as to who would take the seat. So there are many other issues. We have the worst problem with quorum, and again, I think particularly with the Spanish language programming, huge problems with getting the information to us. Spanish-speaking listeners and getting the materials translated in their entirety. So, yes, there are a lot of problems.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so claiming the floor, the reason why the intent of me crafting and submitting this motion to the Governance Committee and for the committee to assume the motion was because as a candidate, I felt disenfranchised, and I'm sure, and I felt that other candidates were disenfranchised. I feel staff was disenfranchised. I feel that the listeners were disenfranchised because they haven't gotten any kind of report as to the shenanigans that went on here and the lack of information and the lack of accountability. So I support, you know, what Ken put forward, but I would provide a caveat that I think it should be in May when those reports are submitted because June is the next election cycle. So, and I also support Lydia and Kim and some of the comments that they made as well.
I accept all of these comments as friendly amendments, and I support them all. I just want to add one more thing, and that is something very important that Bernard told us last time, namely that he's darn sure there's a problem with that corporation because they were four people short and walked around the station and said, who hasn't voted? They got six people. Said, we need to get quorum for the staff. And so they got six people. That's two more than they needed. And they got them all voted. They turned their votes in, and they faxed them or sent them in by some sure way to get there. And that corporation still said they lacked staff quorum. So it really looks like somebody is screwing things up on purpose. It looks like there's malfeasance there. And that's what Bernard told us, and I want to call your attention to it. And so I think our request should be to all of these people. And with Bernard, it's fine. We can evaluate him on this, and I think he's on board with it. I mean, I don't think he's culpable. I think that the Elections Corporation is culpable. And I wish Michael would send all this stuff to governance quickly so we can start thinking about it. And, I mean, we may have already, but let's move on this. So I think all these ideas are great, and I agree with Lydia in particular. We should make this a big deal. We need to fix it because it's been broken for 12 years.
I'll make this quick. I have different information, Joe. I'm not prepared to say who is and who isn't. The one thing I want to make clear is there may be a staff list of names which can be public, but I want to see, the general manager said he had a list of names and addresses, which was the reason we didn't get quorum because it never got there. I would like to see that list through the PNB, you know, through a director's inspection. And I don't think that we can ask the NEC or the LES to make a report to us. The only person that we can request a report from is the general manager.
Can in the future please call them?
There's
going to
be any public comment.
There's a motion on the floor to refer this to the governance committee.
Back to
the governance
committee. Point of order before we vote, I'd like to hear from the public.
And point of order, may I also say that I don't know whether my wording, rather than to compel something other than that, like urge the, because I think Michael made the motion last time and clarified that we can't compel the general manager to do something, we can only urge him.
Could be evidence for referral. It doesn't matter what change of word.
Okay.
The board is requesting.
Request, yeah.
Okay. It says
public comment.
Okay, we're going to go into public comment. Also, I wanted to let the public know that I've got some pieces of paper here. Feel free to send your comments to the general manager. I'll put them in an envelope and drop them off for him since he's absent today. But please go ahead and submit your comments.
Okay, I'm glad that you're doing this woman of power thing and you're in compliance with the Civil Rights Act of 1956 with the protected classes. African Americans are well protected here. The only group that's totally excluded, and I think that's a legal issue, is the question of Mexican Americans, otherwise known as Chicanos. And, you know, there needs to be some kind of affirmative type of action to include Chicanos. You know, I know that a lot of people, you know, hey, we're having problems enough with the Mexicans, what do we want to do with the Chicanos? And, you know, there's an attitude here that it's not inclusive, it's exclusive. And there's certain people who like to exclude it because we're not supposed to be speaking about international issues, but our issue having to do with the takeover of our land by the United States is an international issue, and we have a right to comment as we want. So I think we need to get on the ball and do something about this violation of civil rights of the Mexican-American Chicano people.
Thank you. Well said. I want to point to your attention that based on the recent budget, now for this year 2013, the loss, we have lost 11,000 plus on the recent election debacle cycle, and I have now, because we have lost those funds and we have not yet paid our national and local election supervisors, this is going to be more funding, and that will raise, that will go up to 22,000 plus. Here is all of that while we are looking for funds. The other issue is that that's precisely why I have a petition. It has been now for a few weeks online at change.org to remove the current station management team as soon as possible. If people want to sign it, if people are signing it, let me know and I will send you the link. The link is rather lengthy and I can also send you a quick one. In any event, we got to get this management team out. They single-handedly, along with everything else, stood in the way of the accurate procedure of our election cycle. So I give you all kinds of arguments, and I appreciate, Michael, that spreadsheet you sent out, and you know that all of those things I have been pointing out for a while, and other people as well. It was a comedy of errors, causing us aggravation, a lack of time, lack of sleep, and along with everything else. And real quickly, John Crenshaw, I want you to start covering the corruption at UTLA and the LAUSD on your program, since you do bring those people in. Otherwise, it's going to get ugly for you. Thank you.
I hope that this board, as well as the management board, can improve their meeting procedures. I heard part of the Friday meeting of the National Board, and pretty pathetic waste of time. And the same thing I would say here. This is not a personal attack on anybody. Saying your procedures need to be arranged in advance so that things like agendas and composition of boards are presented in an intelligent, coherent, accurate way that the board can deal with it in a professional way. It's just a waste of time. I know you know this. I know this. Maybe saying this is a waste of time, I don't know what else to say. But it can be done. It's doable. Secondly, on the elections that I mentioned in the last meeting, I read even a section of the National Election Supervisor Report. I'm not privileged. I simply asked him to send me a copy. He sent me a copy. So the National Election Supervisor has a report out. All of you should have it. All of us who want to have it should have it. It should be posted. I don't know if it is or isn't. Now, the local, I don't know what happened to that. I've never seen it. The basic point is, for several years, since the beginning of this board, and I was on the original board, there have been reports by supervisors in great detail to a lot of the instructive, thoughtful comments and suggestions. But there is, like the rest of history, it goes into a hole no one that follows up. The key thing you hear is follow up on the one hand and consultation in real time with interested people on the other hand. Those are the key things, and it has to happen for all these years. So a lot of work is done as useful and ignored. Time is spent as wasted. These two things need to be considered carefully on that.
Proposition 14, I guess it was, passed and eliminated third and fourth parties from a ballot last year. More than a few years ago, the judges that are uncontested dropped off the ballot. They're elected. The county clerks are elected. They dropped off the ballot as long as they're in an uncontested race. This is the tyranny of the 51%. If you can manage not to get on the ballot, you have the job. You may have the job for life. The idea that John has posited that our minutes should not reflect failed motions that have reached a vote is insane. It's a tyranny of 51% again. I don't know where the man's coming from.
I'm going to say now, it really surprises me to have to say it, because many of the people here were very active in the bylaws actions of prior years, and they were privy to the rules, to Robert's Rules of Order when we conducted those bylaws meetings. I'm going to try and take Terry Goodman's place right now, even though I'm not as handsome as Terry, and try to teach you a little bit about what calling the question means. Let me give you a scenario. Let's say you have something on, let's say you have a resolution up, and there are two sides to this resolution. Side A has a speaker, speaks very vehemently. Side B has a speaker, side B has another speaker, side A has a speaker. And somebody from side A, after his rousing speech, says, "I call the question." Or somebody from the audience, not involved with either of these groups, says, "I call the question." Does that mean the vote is on the motion at that point, as you people did today? You have set a precedent, an illegal precedent, that if you continue this precedent, you will run into trouble in the future when you have these kinds of issue-dominated discussions. Calling the question means you take a vote on whether the discussion on the issue shall be stopped. You do not vote on the issue as you did today. I am just appalled at Terry not speaking up, and that people who are knowledgeable about this not speaking up. Okay, that's my rant. With regard to Obama's trip to Palestine, Israel, please go to IEC-Palestine.org and see a letter that you can send to Obama about what you might think he would do when he gets to Palestine. Thanks a lot.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the local station board. Thank you for holding another open meeting. I appreciate hearing all of your diverse opinions, and the subject matter is absolutely critical. I would like to see some more money coming in, and I think this fundraising thing is really something we're all going to have to look at and be involved with.
Thank you. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure really to be here. I've been listening to KPNK probably 20 years. I became introduced to Alan Watts, and I wanted to become more involved. I'm a school teacher with LAUSD for more than 10 years, and these meetings are beginning to remind me of UTLA meetings, and I'm really because it's all about technicalities, and we're not talking about goals and the big vision here and why we're here. And I'm a little shocked, actually, and a little dismayed, because we get caught up in stupidity and minutia, where we should be talking about the big ideas and the importance of really focusing. And I was talking to Alan about the environment and the decimation of 30,000 elephants in Africa and becoming almost extinct, and also the shark. It's KPNK doesn't have a nature show. And besides that, in terms of education, I'm appalled because we need to address education in this country, and in particular with LAUSD and what's going on, and with UTLA. And I'm here, and I want to become an active participant. I'm an architect, I'm an educator, and a filmmaker. And I've been talking to some teachers here, and we need to get active, and we need to change the system. So we shouldn't be caught up in all the shit that's going on, I'm sorry, my language, because I cannot believe this is UTLA all over again. That we sit here with everybody yelling and screaming, and we're not talking about the real people wasting so much time. I can't believe we didn't have a quorum. I wasn't even notified about the voting for members for the board. Even this meeting today, I had to ask a lot of questions. I couldn't even find it in the email. I had to call and talk, ask a lot of people. But I'm just here. I want to become an active participant, and I don't want to waste time. We're here for a short time in this planning. We need to get things done. And it's an awesome station. I love the vision. And please give me the opportunity, a few of the public members here. Thank you. Just one more comment.
Thank you, my name is Dave Johnson. I rest for the OSB, and I want to thank board members for pursuing a report to find out what happened during the election.
Right.
And it seemed really bad that we weren't given any kind of written notice. We didn't find out what the quorum was, what the quorum numbers were. We had basically no information at all. And I will say, after spending a lot of time at the station, I noticed that there's really not a lot of cooperation, or the cooperation is very begrudgingly given members running for the LSD.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I'll take that right to programming and the GM. So please, I just want to continue and say thank you and encourage you to pursue that, so we can have a report, so people that ran and put a lot of time in can find out what happened. Thank you.
Yep. All right, Dave. We'll end the public comments. We have a motion on the floor to refer.
I'll just take it back to governance. We can say this is the sign of the moment. Voting for this one.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, that will be referred back to the governance committee. Next item on the agenda is a motion on the TV search committee.
Yeah, I think I'd like to move on to the, and skip that for the moment, and move to the third motion, because it's more substantive. And with regard to the second motion, I think governance can just put that onto the agenda, and at least you get a chance to approve the agenda. So with regard to the third motion, the issue is this, that for 12 years now, the KPFK board has been a second board of advisors. That is to say, it has had no real power to demand or direct the general manager or anyone else to do anything. And we have a community advisory board in the bylaws, and if you simply want to give advice, you can just get onto that board and get advice directly. You don't need to run for office. The fact that you have to run for office suggests that there's a reason for running for office, namely there might be some power involved. So the notion is this, that in order for us to make requests of the general manager that are meaningful, we have to have the ability to fire the general manager. And we can get that by simply asking the national board to give us their part of the power, which is part of their process for firing the general manager. The process is, to refresh your memory, is that either the ED or the LSV can say, we want to fire the general manager. And then it goes to the concurrence of the other party. That's to say, if we, the LSVs, say we want to fire the general manager for whatever reason, then it goes to the ED for concurrence. Similarly, if the ED does it, it comes to the LSV for concurrence. If there is concurrence, the matter is done. If there is no concurrence, then it goes up to the PNB, and the PNB has the power to break the tie. The request is for the LSV to say, give us, the LSV, the power to break that tie, so that we can, on our own, initiate a termination of the general manager. And so now I'll read the motion. The KPFK LSV respectfully requests the PNB delegate to the KPFK LSV the power to resolve ties between the LSP and the executive director when they disagree about the termination of the KPFK general manager. When the ED and LSP disagree about the termination, the GM should be a comma there. The KPFK LSP decision shall stand. Are there any questions?
But we have 3 minutes technically on this agenda item. That's 2 minutes and you have a comment.
Yeah, take longer. It's true that I object to the motion. It's true that the PNB has a prerogative to delegate functions or authority to the LSV. However, if you're asking to override a stipulation in the bylaws that says if there's disagreement between the ED and the LSV regarding the hiring or firing, or the firing of a general manager, it goes to a vote of the PNB. You're asking for an alternative procedure, which to me would be overriding the bylaws, would exceed the authority to delegate decision making to the LSV. So, that's what I think. Also, I wouldn't object to it if it was a point, but you're asking for it to be a protocol. In other words, if we had an issue where the ED and the LSV disagree about the firing of an ED, then you can make the motion. Then you can make the motion. But you're just saying hypothetically, and I don't think the LSV has done anything to demonstrate that it deserves that kind of delegation of authority. So I don't see the point of it. And there's no situation. It's hypothetical. It doesn't exist.
And it violates bylaws.
I think it's problematic because the LSD doesn't have the same kind of, I don't know, what's the word, insurance protection for decisions, liability kind of issues, and responsibilities and fiduciary duties, as well as having access to correct HR procedures for these kinds of things that would minimize lawsuits if there were such things in a situation like these. I mean, these kinds of issues of, you know, personnel would need to have guidance from HR, so lawsuits aren't invited.
Michael?
I'll have to agree with my colleagues there. I'm interested in the general process of the PNB giving greater power to the local station, but this is not one. This would be the last one that you might delegate. I agree that it makes no sense. In other words, the point of having a someone to resolve a tie is that it can't be one of the two people involved in the two agencies involved in the tie. That's why you have a referral to another agency. So if there's a conflict between the executive director and the LSB, there's no logic to say, therefore the LSB gets to decide. Also, the implication, although in fact you made it very clear, it's not in the language of the resolution, but it is what you're talking about. It could easily be the other way around. It might be the LSB wants to keep the general manager and the ED wants to get rid of them. So I just think that in the nature of that particular decision and that conflict, it makes no sense to assign that responsibility to the LSB. And I also do agree on the questions of the legal powers and responsibilities of the board of the national board. So, I'll vote against this. If I'd been there, I would have voted against this.
The fact of the matter, this is a very complicated thing, and I'm capable of
pulling point of water. That is not personal
privilege.
It is.
John, I'd like to say the same thing. I'm on the governance committee when this motion came up. The reason why I supported it, the Kamada governance committee, was for the discussion to be had as to the proprietorship of what the LSB is and its other organs, its other bodies. I have a question, playing the devil's advocate. When does it come to, maybe Ken or some of the directors can answer this, when does it come a time where we are not infringing upon the ability for the station to operate this business without us governing?
We're at time, so I'd like to entertain the motion to extend, or Lamont?
Yeah, is that a I call it a question. I'd like to take a question.
Okay, second Lamont, call the question.
We're at time, so unless we extend it.
Let's extend it at least to take the vote. And I request a roll call vote.
I object to extending time.
Motion to call the question is already
came up, it's already on the floor. Motion to debate on the floor. It's already on the floor. You can't extend then. It's one at a time, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or is it?
Call the question on extending time. Who wants to end discussion? Those in favor of ending discussion? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. Those opposed to ending discussion? 1. Any extensions? 1.
11-1-1.
The discussion is ended.
The discussion is ended.
We have the vote.
Now we vote.
Those in favor?
Yeah, roll call vote, please.
Never did.
Okay.
Yeah, the public should really have a comment on this.
They already did.
No, they did not. The public, our policy is that the public gets to have a comment, gets to have comments before every substantive vote. This is clearly a substantive vote.
Yeah,
we have 4 periods of public comment.
We're
going to
be keeping time on this because it's
at 3:15
and we have a time
for 3:45. I've been arguing this for about 12 years. I apologize. Dan Siegel was never able, because of our insurance carrier, to fight the issue of at-will employees. An at-will employee leaves when you ask him to. That's the end of it. And we've never been that in Pacifica since the new bylaws got enforced. If we had at-will employees, which we legally have, then we hire somebody or hire somebody by political pressure to whoever the operator is. The person who makes this decision has been decided by the FCC. We can get fined. It used to be $10,000 a day. Now it's like $270,000 a day for doing our broadcasting wrong. And the FCC demands that the ED, who's a paid employee, have the right to get rid of somebody instantly. That is part of the control mechanism that the FCC demands to grant us the public space or the commons called KPSK.
By the way, I believe that I'm glad to see that you are developing the cojones that I've asked you to do so, and others have done so for so long. I'm glad you're doing that right now. So let's go straight on. Let's do what we need to do and sign my petition at change.org to remove. And I agree with Doug to some respect, but public urgency is needed here. We have got to get the existing team out, and that includes Alan Minsky, of course, who has singularly sabotaged our recent KPSK LSB election. I don't want to hear any other arguments. Everything else is an addition to, which I have augmented the problem, but they are responsible. Thank you.
My name is Maria, and I've been around for a long time, but I don't come consistently because it's so difficult to listen to all the contentiousness. I don't know some of you because you don't have name cards out. I don't understand why. I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. I don't even know why we want to get rid of this new general manager, because I've heard this every single time we've had a manager. We've always wanted to get rid of them after a short while. And there must be good reasons, but if there is something previous that they have done, maybe the public should be informed, because we are part of the paying process. Secondly, I would appreciate very much if you would all be more informative and less secretive. I do not know if there's an LSB site that we, the public, ever have access to know what's going on. I've never been able to find it, and if you do, I don't know. But I'm interested.
You'll notice on the notes here that I'm the one who voted against this, and I agree with the arguments of Ken and the others. It's a bad idea to make general or profound or deep changes on the basis of a particular case. And we have another example in our bylaws, namely the thing about you can't be a candidate or an officer or an appointee and be on a board. Now, this board itself has violated that provision on at least two occasions. This board is not the people here, but the board as a board has done this. So it's foolish to make these kinds of changes on this basis. This is a bad idea, aside from the argument, which is arguable, that the board isn't competent, our board isn't competent to do this. So all the previous arguments of Michael and Ken I agree with, and that's why I voted strongly against this. I urge you to vote it down.
The role of the LSB with regard to dismissing managers is not ambiguous in the bylaws. Ken pointed that out. He should have raised this as a point of order, because consideration of the motion is improper because it violates the bylaws.
Can you qualify that so other people can understand that, please?
The bylaws identify that either the executive director or the local station board may initiate the process for dismissing a general manager.
And in the event that they do not agree, the issue goes to the PMB. That can be changed by means of a bylaw amendment. It cannot be changed by an LSB passing a motion about it. So if the LSB is going to consider the matter, the LSB should be passing a motion to have it taken up by the PMB Governance Committee or something like that. If the LSB wants to declare that it should be a tiebreaker, it will have no effect.
Thank you. And the public comment?
Now we vote.
Please
read the motion, please.
Call the question.
Stand call.
Can anybody read the language?
The KPFK LSB respectfully requests that the PNB delegate to the KPFK LSB the power to resolve ties between the LSB and the ED when they disagree about the termination of the KPFK GM. When the ED and the LSB disagree about the termination of the GM, the KPFK LSB decision shall stand.
Ken Aaron.
No on the motion.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Absente.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Brisson.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Tej Graywall.
No.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Fred Klunder.
Vocal control is good, but no.
Brenda Medina.
I abstain.
Margie Murray.
No.
Michael Novick.
No.
Steve Pride.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Abstain.
John Wenger.
Yes.
Lamont Siecki.
No.
Are there any members that, going back, double check, Rodrigo Argueta?
He's out, he's gone.
That's probably open.
All right, so the yeses are 1. The noes are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And there are 2 abstentions. Yes, 1, no, 11, abstain, 2. Motion fails.
Motion fails. There's one more motion.
Do we need to extend for time?
Well, do you want to handle this one or not?
You can move to extend.
Pretty important.
Move to extend to the motion to exhaust it.
And second.
Any objections?
Motion to extend time on this item?
Ask the PMB to extend the program council resolution.
Extend program council.
Mark, you moved just sufficient to, for, did you have a time? Or
sufficient to exhaust the two motions that are left.
This one's simple. We can go fast on this.
I'd like to amend that or substitute it for 10 minutes.
That's fine.
Any objections to amendments? 10 minutes?
So we
have
a vote on it or not?
Those in favor of extending this item 10 minutes, please raise your hand.
10 minutes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, yes. You want me to count? Those in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those who object to extension 3, abstention 1, 2, 2 abstentions. means two-thirds.
Seven out of 12.
Seven versus three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thanks, sir.